Walt says we've been doing this for 20 years. Well, pardon me wrong, but I've heard some different things. Ciara's fashioned some deck chairs out of driftwood. And in the evenings, the old timers will sit out and offer you. You ask them to draw you a map of what we've been doing. They will draw you a map that does not match any map that you've learned in school. See, by their telling, there's a river that runs underneath this river that you access by way of an underwater trap door up around Mount Marcy. They say that we emerged from that trap door some 30 years ago, and the journey began some 30 years before that. When I asked them to draw me a map of what's on the other side of that trap door, they just pat my head and grin like I was a kid up past his bedtime. There's a lot that I don't know. I turned 55 last May, and 10 of those years have been spent aboard the Swimming Cities. I did not get on for noble reasons. I was not pushed to the edge of my town because of my beliefs or the color of my skin. I had a life that was maybe like yours. Driveway, front door, alarm clock, snooze button. You're a snooze man, aren't you? And a wife. Yes, a child. There's no reason to look up to me. I don't remember how that all ended, which probably means it ended bad. I just remember waking up on Alfia, that steamship over there, about 10 miles down from my town. Today I'm the sous chef aboard Maria, the grandson of Town Hall. The chef's name is Laurel. She is upwards of 84. She is mostly blind. That don't matter. Taste and touch do the trick for her. We cook our crew a hot breakfast each morning. We deliver a cold lunch by boat as we float. And that is dinner after docking. Every once in a while, a newcomer arrives. We don't ask questions. They just hop on board. This is a policy on the switchback. As few questions as possible. Oh, and Ronald told us some story in his head about the sisters. Well, pardon me again, Ronald. The sisters were a pair of old ladies living on Alice. They passed on just a few days after I arrived. Used to sell colored ice out of a chest for a nickel. Folks would suck on until their cheeks disappeared. If you just have a bad day, swallow the whole thing just to set your head. Really only saw them twice, but they did have a certain light about them, yes. They were just old ladies, you know. Smelling like a medicine cabinet. Stains up and down their dress and the food that missed their mouths. Yes, they died at the exact same time. Yes, they were holding hands. This is Lewis Taylor Switchback, sous chef aboard the Maria, the grandson of Town Hall, one of the savage sisters of the Switchback Sea. And I affirm that everything I say is true. Where is this man?